I'd seen plenty of animals by the time I was old enough to start talking. But only one kind worked me up so much that it pulled the first real word I said out my mouth. And according to the only folks who was there to witness the whole fuss, the word kept tumbling out of me ore and ore for more than half a day. Long enough for Ma and Pap to wonder if I'd banged my head on something and got tetched. Long enough for him to start looking round for something to tie across my mouth to hesh me up. I don't know what it was about this critter that riled me so. Cause when you holt it up next to other animals, there ain't that much that's spectacular about it. It ain't nowhere near as big as a bear. And it can't knock the biggest, strongest man down with one swipe. It ain't nowhere near sly nor quick as a cat. It ain't no good at all at mousing nor catching holt of birds without a lot of help. And it ain't got nothing as bad a reputation as a snake. It don't get nowhere near the amount of talking about in the Bible that snakes do. I'd seen all them critters and plenty more. But it wasn't till Pap set the puppy that growed up to be Pinky next to me in the dirt of the front yard that I said, "Dog!" I guess I done more than just say it. It's told that I screamed, "Dog! Dog! 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 Dog!" Pap tells me, "Little Charlie, neither you nor the pup hadn't showed signs of being nothing but dour and gloomish. But when we put you one next to the other, well, sir, it was though someone struck a flint on gunpowder. Sparks flew. Y'all both made noises that neither pup nor babe had ever made afore. All the while rolling and laughing in the dust. Then, like y'all had to talk about it and took a vote, tore off in them woods together." Which was shocking, Ma and Pap said, since I hadn't even started crawling proper. Ma tells me, "We was worried sick about you, Charlie. Why, if I had a penny for each person what asked me if you was a dimwit, I'd be rich as George Washington. I don't know how many times I had to tell folks you was just a babe, and not 5 or 6 years old, that was why you wasn't walking a talking. I figure the real reason was I hadn't seen nothing worth talking about till I seen Pinky, and nothing worth getting up and chasing after till that particular minute neither." Ma said the way I chased after that puppy brung to mind this contraption she'd seen at a fair in the city of Charleston when she was a girl. "A automaton," she called it. "'Twas one half fancy pocket watch, one half tin can, and one half little boy. And it moved just as stiff and wobblish as you done running after that puppy, Charlie.